Diving. Up on the bridge roof, a pinprick on a floating speck of wood and sail, the scale is comforting, not frightening. A fine way to disappear. The man says, "Hey, gorgeous," and I get wet. On a dive, I shoot a pair of green, ornate ghost pipe fishes until I run out of air, my last inhale a shock like sucking on a corked hose. I have to breathe off his tank to survive. In a grind of sharks I shoot, one scarred pregnant female. Shark sex is rough. It leads to multiple wounds, few offspring. We ride in a skiff across the equator, magenta gold light on the green-wrapped islands we zip around. I stand to shoot the scene and almost fall because of the chop. The man holds my hips to steady me. So he'll keep his hands there. I shoot way past the point of available light. Before the next dive, he puts a Band-Aid on a sore on my wrist. It becomes a game, my sticking out my arm, palm up before each dive. I know where they're kept, could do it myself, but I like his care, his light touch on my wrist. I shoot a pair of broad club cuttlefish. The male puts his body between me and the female, who continues to lay eggs in a coral hollow despite the strobe's flash. 4 more days on the boat, lying awake in a cabin 3 doors down from his body. At my station on the starboard side, I fiddle with my mask and watch him gear up at his port side station. Wetsuit, boots, BCD, tank, do-rag, gloves, mask, extra long fins under his arm as he walks to the skiff. One night we sit and chat on the bridge roof alone. When he gets up to refill my glass, our feet brush, sending a jolt of heat through me. The rest of the chat, I hope our feet will meet again. The iron taste of his sun-cracked lips, his adept tongue and mind, arms that lift and turn me this way and that, how he washes my hair and towels me dry.